USA Radio News.
Yeah, and I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah. He's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
Comments made tonight by President Trump when asked if he holds Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Lawmakers are still responding to President Trump's comments on Capitol Hill regarding the 2016 election, including Democratic Senator Joe Kennedy.
His walk back yesterday, he walked back the walk back in the next sentence. He has, this is a horrible thing to say, the President of the United States has no credibility when it comes to this issue.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones was up close to 80 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow is giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
There's been another delay in the release of an American pastor being held in a Turkish prison. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Pastor Andrew Brunson of North Carolina now must wait until October 12th for his next hearing. Pastor Brunson has been held since 2016 on charges he was part of a failed coup attempt and was accused of terrorism. At his hearing on Wednesday, 2 hours of testimony were presented that involved vague accusations, and when given the opportunity to reply to the witnesses, Pastor Brunson said, "My faith teaches me to forgive, so I forgive those who testified against me." For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
A restaurant in Lynchburg, Virginia was slammed on Facebook after commenting on a teen who paid his bill mostly in quarters. The now-deleted Facebook page post was captioned, "How not to pay at a restaurant." The teen who paid in change said he was just looking to take his buddies out for a nice meal. In response to all the backlash, the restaurant did say the post was a joke. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study came out that said nearly 30% of Christians share their faith on social media platforms. Well, Ben Malcolmson is the author of a new book titled Walk On, From Pee Wee Dropout to NFL Sidelines, My Unlikely Story of Football Purpose and Following an Amazing God. Ben has some advice on a great way to share your faith.
The biggest thing we can do is just to love the people around us. They'll know we're Christians by our love. And the more we love people, and part of that is serving. And Jesus says that the greatest among you will be servants. And so wherever we're at, we can serve. No matter what position you have, no matter what your title is, you have an opportunity to serve the people around you. If you're a leader in your organization, you can serve the people following you. And I think that's what leadership is. And there's just so many opportunities to serve, and that really reflects the love of Jesus, because it's just so backwards according to our world. Our world is all about pushing people down and getting on top of people, and the way Jesus does it is he humbles himself and he serves. And I think we can all do that no matter where we are, no matter what our job is, what field we're in, we can all serve.
Malcolmson is currently the director of external relations and assistant to Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll. He also talks about how to get rid of some of the divisiveness in the world.
Something I really heard that's really stuck with me is to build bridges instead of building walls. And if I'm building bridges with people, especially the ones that don't think like me, that don't talk like me, that don't look like me, whatever it may be, if I'm building bridges, I think that goes a lot farther than building walls.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.